Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it? Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Very sad news today from Texas. There has been a shooting in a church near San Antonio. And I'm recording this just immediately after initial reports started to be broadcast about this shooting. So I don't know any details. I don't know the race of the shooter or the congregation. I don't know the religion of the church. I don't know if someone shouted Allahu Akbar or anything. I have no idea who the shooter was and who the victims were, other than the fact that it has been reported at least one young child was killed. I think a two-year-old. So, number one, my prayers go out to those families, those victims. It is obviously unacceptable that churches continue to demand that their congregation disarm themselves and become a gun-free zone. And that's what this is really all about. Texas has very few mass shootings because most people are armed most of the time. And churches, however, tend to tell their congregations that they can't bring guns into the church. Now, I don't know if this church in particular has that policy, but I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. Obviously, shooters, whoever they are, whatever their motivations may be, whatever their hatred or race or religion or terrorism background may be, they want to inflict as many casualties as possible without people shooting back. And so they choose places that are gun-free zones. And that's why the vast majority of shootings that have taken place over the last, 20 years involve people targeting innocents in gun-free zones, whether it's schools or the nightclub. What was that gay nightclub in Orlando not too long ago? Or business offices, like in San Bernardino. It was a gun-free zone office, I believe. Or the Aurora, Colorado shooting in the theater. That was a gun-free zone. And this church near San Antonio, I wouldn't be surprised if it were a gun-free zone. And that is incredible danger to allow yourself to walk into a gun-free zone that is labeled as such, so that bad guys or terrorists or haters, people with ill intent, are able to select those sites so that they can achieve their goals of inflicting mass casualties. So if something could be done about this, it could be in the state of Texas, why not have a self-defense freedom law that says people who have concealed carry permits, who have passed the background checks, who have gone through the training, are allowed to carry everywhere that they are invited, even on private property, such as churches. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we don't want the government telling churches what to do. That's probably true. However, I guess the best answer is that if you're a member of a church and that church doesn't allow you to defend yourself, you should probably go to a different church or talk to your pastor and explain to your pastor, hey, something's wrong here. I don't want to be a target zone. I don't want to see your church turned into a shooting gallery of innocent people because you are advertised as a gun-free zone. For me personally, I would never attend a church that did not allow me to carry a tool of self-defense. I would want other members of the congregation to be armed. And that way, if some crazy person or terrorist or anti-Christian, hatred-filled person tried to come in and open fire and kill as many people as possible, at least we could shoot back. Doesn't mean that nobody, no innocent person would get killed. There might be loss of life even then, but at least it wouldn't be 27 people, which is, I think, what this was, or 15 people, or 35 people in other circumstances. It wouldn't be as many people. We could save lives by stopping the shooter. And what's the fastest way to stop the shooter? You do it with a Glock. You do it with a concealed pistol, which, again, there are many, many people in Texas who are very capable. There's active duty law enforcement, retired veterans, active duty veterans, concealed carry holders, firearms trainers and instructors. and just everyday citizens like myself who are well practiced in firearms, and all of us, men and women alike, we are there. We carry firearms to stop violence. And if a church or a mall or a movie theater tells us that we can't carry our guns, then they are turning that institution into a shooting gallery for mass bloodshed. And that is the travesty here. Even the state capital of Texas in Austin allows you to carry a concealed firearm inside the state capitol to walk around the halls of the Capitol building with your firearm. You don't even have to go through security if you have a concealed carry license. I've carried a loaded weapon legally through the state capitol building. No big deal. The state legislators like that. They want as many armed people as possible in case there's some crazy shooter, psycho, drugged up, SSRI, drug, antidepressant taking shooter who wants to try to shoot up some legislators. You know, you want as many citizens armed as possible because citizens are going to try to uphold the law and stop violence. And that's Texas. And that's why there are so few shootings in Texas overall. Although this one is, from the initial reports anyway, it sounds quite devastating. It sounds like quite a travesty. And again, I'm just so sad that this has taken place. I'm so sad that nobody was able to shoot back and stop this violent murderer from carrying out their goals for whatever reasons they had, which we don't know. And one more final thought on this. Isn't this a sign of the incredible evil in our country when you have people specifically targeting churches, a place of worship, regardless of the religion itself, to go to a place of worship with the intention of murdering as many people as possible is such deep evil. It is such grotesque evil and hatred for all that is good. And this is the kind of thing that we're seeing more and more of in the United States today because of the hatred, which I believe is reflected heavily on the left. And yesterday was the Antifa Revolution Day, which was a dud. And I'm not saying that this is the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if this church shooting or some other future shooting were carried out by a frustrated leftist who was frustrated that they couldn't achieve their revolution and get Trump out of office and everything. And they might target a church in the same way that the media keeps targeting Christians. You notice how the media has been targeting, you know, Christian bakery shops and Christian pizza parlors and places like that, Christian wedding photographers, and dishing out incredible hatred onto Christians. It would not surprise me if some crazed leftist took that to heart and went to churches and tried to murder people because they've been taught to hate Christians. Again, I don't know if that's the case of what happened here. This might have been a racially motivated shooting, for all we know. It also might have been a false flag shooting. And again, I don't know the facts of this shooting right now because it's too early in the news cycle. However, it could have been a false flag. It could have been a Manchurian candidate. Could have been somebody who was, let's say, drugged up. Maybe they're a white person and they're literally hypnotized and trained to go in and shoot up a black church, for example. That is one possibility. Or it could be the opposite. Could be a black person taught, hypnotized and controlled, drugged up to go shoot up a white church. There are elements in our society that are trying to create racial animosity and hatred and to maximize that for their own political gain. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a racial element to this, and I also wouldn't be surprised if it's a false flag. Doesn't mean it has to be. It could just be somebody who's just filled with insanity and hatred who did this, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were other additional explanations as well. So once again, very sad, very tragic shooting near San Antonio, Texas. It seems like the congregation was not able to shoot back. It probably was a gun-free zone. It probably was a church that doesn't allow their members to carry guns into the church. And if that's the case, then that is a very sad oversight on the part of the church because one person with a gun could have stopped this killer. And if you remember the car, the ramming of the cyclist in New York just a few days ago, that crazy terrorist who did shout Allahu Akbar and who ran over and killed, what was it, six or eight people in New York City on the West Side, I believe. That person was ultimately stopped by a good guy with a gun. So a good guy or gal with a gun can stop violence and save lives. And sadly, it looks like that did not happen here in San Antonio, Texas. So more people died than should have ever happened. There should have been people in that audience with fully loaded, you know, Glocks or M&P, whatever pistols ready to shoot back and save lives. And sadly, that wasn't the case. So follow more news on shootings at shootings.news. And where we try to teach people how to defend yourself, how to save lives, how to stop violence all across America. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. It's a sad day for us in Texas. Pray for all those who were harmed or killed. Until next time, take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.